I can't remember the last time I wrote a check, or even bought a book of stamps. Like over 40% of Americans, I pay my bills online. Not that long ago, back in 2001, 3 out of 4 of us were still paying bills by mail.
Our first-class mail volume has dropped about 25% overall over the last several years.
Jim Wigdell is a spokesman for the Postal Service in Northern California and says first-class mail used to be their largest source of revenue. Since 1982, the Postal Service has been a self-supporting entity, operating without taxpayer dollars. It is expected to compete like any other delivery company.
It makes a lot of sense to consolidate our network, to right-size it, to rationalize it, as we call it, to make sure that we're being as efficient as possible.
But many of the roughly 100 people who showed up for a recent town hall meeting in Eureka thought the notion of Humboldt County mail being sorted in Medford and then being sent right back to Humboldt for delivery was not just inefficient, but could have unforeseen consequences. Carol Cernich is Humboldt County Registrar of Voters.
In Humboldt County, more than 60% of the ballots that are counted are delivered to us by the mail. 1/3 of those were delivered to us on election day or the day before. So the late delivery of those would cripple our election system. And as I said to the congressman, mail delivery delayed is democracy denied.
Jennifer Savage of Manila has a son with type 1 diabetes and can't get all his medications at the local pharmacy.
There's a lot of things that we have to order, and the way that the health insurance works, you can't like stock up ahead of time. So it's often down to like a couple days grace period before he runs out of things that he needs. So any further delays in postal delivery, which is sometimes erratic as it is, you know, it actually is potentially a life and death situation for us.
The Postal Service claims that after consolidation, about 20% of the first-class mail in Humboldt County will be delivered overnight, an additional 35% within 2 days, and the rest delivered in 3 days. They also state no jobs will be lost.
Well, I don't buy it, and neither should you.
Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman estimates the consolidations will cost his district about 200 jobs.
They also say, and I've asked them, is that they'll offer positions to everyone affected within 50 miles. So, yeah, if there happens to be a job open in 50 miles and you want to move there, you might have a job. If it's not open in 50 miles, they'll expand that to 100 and then 150 miles. And so pretty soon, you know, they may claim they're not laying anyone off.
Huffman believes that in order for the Postal Service to be competitive, it should address other root problems before cutting services. Among them is the 2006 Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act. This controversial legislation requires the Postal Service to fund pension benefits 75 years into the future at over $5 billion a year. They've defaulted the past 4 years. The service also needs to invest an estimated $10 billion in replacing one of the country's largest and most outdated fleet of vehicles. No one doubts that change is needed. What form that change will take is unclear. But for the U.S. Postal Service to survive, it will likely need to become something quite different than what most of us have grown accustomed to. Michael Joyce, JPR News.